This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Let's Talk Together in English is brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center. Good evening to all. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us on this great Sunday evening. Bonsoir tout auditeur, auditrice, dans la communauté haïtienne qui fréquente sur Guardian 96.9 FM avec animatrice communauté haïtienne, Lady T. C'est un plaisir pour moi là avec nous. Dimanche après-midi ça, est-ce que tout le monde en forme, nous bien, ça qui passé, ok? Alright, so en tout cas, I'm gonna have an open line show on this great Sunday evening. The weather is beautiful out there, so I'm definitely gonna have an open line show. So, I was just thinking out loud to myself, right? And I'm like, is the Haitian situation still a problem in this country? Because whereas if we have third, second, fourth generation of Haitian Bahamians in this country, are they still a problem or is it something else? I was just thinking that out loud to myself. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I just want to hear your thoughts today as to, you know, how do you feel? Do you feel like the Haitian problem is still a problem? What do you feel? What are you thinking on this great Sunday evening? Let me know. Call us at Guardian and let me know. Call us and let's talk together this evening. Let's talk and let me know what's going on in your mind. The number to call me is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. That is the number to call me. Et question, problème haïtien dans la Bahamas toujours c'est un problème. Oh, est-ce que c'est un autre bagaille lié dans la communauté Bahamian? C'est ça me besoin qu'on ait après-midi. Moun qui branché dans l'émission Karilem, le numéro pour les moins c'est 323-7232-325-4316. Moi, je voulais vous un gros salutation pour Wislin Petit avec Matitis Petit. Ok, qui a coûté, qui branché straight out of Haiti. Okay, those are actually my fans. And they just messaged me and said, please don't forget to send me a shout out because we are listening live from Haiti. Oh my God. I'm like, really? So wanted to send a shout out to them. But yes, is it truly a problem? Or is it something else going on? Because to my understanding, I'm not seeing, you know, I would say the Haitian of the Bahamians of Haitian descent now is like so mixed up you barely could know who's who because it is so, you know, so many different generations. So you want to know, hey, are you a Haitian? Because you don't just walk up to people and they don't look like and say, are you a Haitian? Like, you know, so you don't even know the difference. So what's the problem? Is it really a problem? Call us. Let's talk. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259
is the number to call. Bye. chacal mundo naïf, maye. Bene a ke poto hench pose ni kola leve. Moun leo gal kwa de bouke, maye. Moun pasali moun ni rakwan, maye. Moun akaye moun lago dam, maye. Mi vale wa na met kai ben os ban kwa liberté. Moun pa de pelas ke obas, maye. Moun kwa man moun koyay, maye. Moun valye se ke la sous, maye. Ke ni dia tu dans la culture, non sa vo. Moun de salin se la foyal, maye. Moun plesus ma melak, maye. Moun chanonye moun bagade, maye. Se lui du nom, tout du nom de nous. Aïsien maye, maman. Aïsien maye, papa.
Et puis chita s'il vous plaît y a prélé pour radiographie talent c'est ça qui fait relé saltan ou pas gain problème dans Fortress Diagnostic Center image at Grosvenor's nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultat ça veut dire entrer sorti si test depuis stage montrer écran radiologue nous ca conduit alternatif test dépistage ça kounya la même ou bien relez-nous dans 328 81 57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fortress Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor ou bien relez-nous dans 328 81 57 faire rendez-vous à Fortress Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor ou bien visiter location nous Kamakelod Chodia. Ou vraiment belle oui.
Merci petite Metayam commencer de sens dans l'église moi là.
Mais Joseph allez en bas dans épée batterie qui dans fire trail road là. Yo ouvert le dimanche qu'on y a petite la pluie au soleil.
Oh yeah 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 petite moi connais côté ça hier. Côté qui gagne gros yard là. A qui là ouvert?
Epic batterie avec Taya dans Wolf Road ni dans fire trail road ouvert chaque lundi à samedi 7h du matin pour 7h du soir. Chaque dimanche 8h du matin pour 4h.
Petite bon faire vite aller dans Epic batterie qui dans fire trail road là parce que pas arriver l'église ça.
Mais Joseph ça toujours prend pause.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day. You are still listening to Let's Talk Together with your favorite host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys again. Communauté haïtienne, bonsoir, bienvenue pour moun ki fè rank branché. Bienvenue à Guardian 96.9 FM. Côté wap tande, Lady T ki se animatrice communauté haïtienne, n'a parlé, an nou parlé ensemble. Et m'ta vle parlé de tête mwen. I want to talk a little bit about myself. You know, from my experience being here, my parents came in, what I would say, over 40 years ago. And we grew up in a good area. And, you know, growing up, I would say in my days, you know, as my parents being of, you know, being Haitians and when they came here, you know, they came here they got here. And now they contributed to this country. They paid their tax. They purchased a home. And, you know, they did all that great stuff. And I am so grateful to this country for that. And that is why now I am a Bahamian citizen, right? And so growing up with parents that are Haitian, it was a little bit different back then, you know, with person saying, you know, you know, they're going to say the, everybody know that part. I'm not even going to repeat it. And so at times it used to be a little uncomfortable, but then at least you get that, you know, you get used to it because you have Bahamian friends and they get used to you and you grew up together, shoot marbles and, you know, playing and doing all that good stuff together and then chunkanoo and everything. So you just blend right in. And as time goes by, it's like you a big family. This is your home. We become one. And so persons may have had a different experience, but the experience I had was beautiful. It always has been, because the connection is real. So to me, it was never a Haitian thing or a Bahamian thing. It was always about bridging a gap, and it was always one to me. Even before I got my status, I never felt no difference. Some person may have had, like I said, a different experience from me, but personally, I never felt no way. It's always, I'm a Bahamian, with it or without it, because this is, again, my home. And I always felt welcome and felt, hey, my friends had my back. And it was, like I said, it's family, not even friends, but a big, 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 big family. And so now you have persons who I would say, I was born in the late 80s. Early 90s, around there somewhere. But you have persons now that are born around that age, around the same age as me, and have kids now, which are like 18, 17, 16, and they are Bahamians of Haitian descent. So what is the difference now compared to then? What is the problem now with Haitians living here? Or what is it? Because I'm just trying to wrap my fingers around it, because I can't seem to get it. Because I always feel like we are one big family, despite of your parents being Haitians. I have some of my friends, I would say, who parents was here for 60, 70 plus years and don't even know how to speak Creole. And their parents is literally Haitians. They don't know how to speak Creole, nothing. Well, you know, some is Saxons and some is Valley. And, you know, we're always having that conversation about Saxons and Valley, because, you know, I don't like Valley. I'm definitely a Saxon. And so we always going back and forth. And so they are well surrounded with their Bahamian roots, and that's all they know. I'm like, you don't know how to speak real? No, they don't. They understand a few words, but they don't know. Like my son's father is a Bahamian, and I'm his mother. Now I have to teach him a little Creole. I do my best to speak, you know, the little Creole that I can with him, so he could get the language. Because I don't want to be like my other friend, him to be like my other friends that, you know, both of their parents were Haitian and they can't speak Creole. So imagine my son, who only me is of, you know, Haitian descent, and I speak Creole, his father doesn't, because his father's full-blown Bahamian, you know, full-blood Bahamian. So he doesn't speak any, you don't know any Creole to even speak any Creole. So I try my best to teach him the little Creole that I can. And he's learning good. And I'm like, boy, you better learn something. Don't need no house, sac passe and whatever else. So he try and he ask me those funny words. I'm like, no. That's the problem. You like to, the majority of my friends like to know the bad words. You know, they like, how do you say that? I'm like, no, I'm going to teach you the good words. Because they always know the bad words. Any Creole bad words, they know. But the good ones, they don't know. So I try to teach him to know the language a little bit. If somebody's saying something about you, that way you could understand. Because I'll never forget my experience at the age of 16, I would say, or 15. I was on the bus on 10A. I'll never forget. And I was working to the straw market back then. Everybody worked to the straw market growing up, you know. The majority of young girls worked to the straw market, you know, in the early 90s. And I was on the bus, and these two Haitian guys were talking, and they were talking about me. And I sat there, and I said nothing. When I got off the bus, I told them something in Creole. I'm like, I heard, they were so shocked because they couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God, she was Haitian all this time? So I always tell him that story, and I'm like, I don't want that to be you. And he couldn't stop laughing. I said, that is why I want you to learn Creole, so that you can know when somebody is saying something about you, and so you can understand. So that is actually my story, you know. So what is the problem? I want you guys to call in and let me know what do you feel now concerning the Haitian community? What's the problem? What's going on in your mind? Do you feel like, you know, we may have a lot of Haitians that, if you are here, you're supposed to be here legally, you know? And so what's the problem? What do we have against them? Or what's the situation? How do you feel? 3233 62 32 32 5 43 16 32 5 42 59 si jam jodi a ma pale de comment communauté ba mi an senti yo conseil haïtien ka viv nan asoba mas eske yo senti haïtien se yon problème pou yo konya ou eske yo senti haïtien ka vle pran nan man yon bakone but toujou gen on bon ti pale yon bon ti bagay ki pa bien avèk pafwa nan communauté ba mi an de haïtien. Son bezwen konnen exactement sa ka pase nan lide yo, koman yo senti yo de communauté haïtien, paske pou mwen menm, mwen kwen communauté haïtien avèk communauté ba mi an, se yon. It's one, we've been at this for years. So pour moi-même, c'est Youn, because Haitians has been here from what? From the early 40s? Late 50s? Maybe earlier than that. So what's the issue? What's the problem? Qui problème lié? Qui situation? Et bah, mais quelqu'un comme compte on a ici. Pour même sou connaît un monde qui gagne un problème. Quand on combame ou ça été là, pas besoin que tu pour l'émission, le numéro pour l'émission 323 62 32 325 43 16 325 42 59, c'est le numéro pour l'émission, pas besoin père. L'émission sur émission là nous fait pour communauté haïtienne, c'est relé dim so penser dim ça. Ou comprendre ça senti de ça m'a dit à des sujets à m'a parler après-midi parce que tap kon di, et de ce que ça venir dans l'idée me dit qui bagay m'a parler à soir et ce sujet ça qui était venu dans l'idée pour me parler pour me dire histoire pam comment papa me était là maman me était venu là on depuis na 40 combien années yo gen 40 combien années dans pays et yo là comment on garde monde qui gen résidence qui presque citoyen si yo voulez appliquer yo ka appliquer pour yo citoyen dans pays monde qui contribuer nan pays sa ki gen pitit, combien pitit? Yeah, it's about what, 6 of us. Mm-hmm, 6 girls. So papa mak maman gen 6 fi and we are all beautiful and contributing, doing the right thing. So map sa se si jan m ap pale de li apre midi a. Eske community ba mi santi haïtien pap contribuer? Do you feel like you know, the majority of the Haitian community are, they're not contributing enough to the country. What is it that you feel this evening? Comment sens-tu? Est-ce que vous pas contribuer? Or you pas cible loi? Or you're not following the laws and regulations? That can be one of them too. Or you just pissed off at them? I don't know. Sometimes we just piss off at different reasons. I was once pissed off at somebody for, you know, doing something to me. It might be because of that. But at the end of the day, I consider us to be one, no matter what anybody say, because that is how I was brought up. I never had a problem with any, because that's how they treated me. We may have a little falling out here and there, but it's nothing major to say, you know, we gonna stop talking or, you know, call each other. We might have say something that it's not right, because, you know, sometimes you have a little falling out and you say something that you regret, and immediately afterwards they would call and apologize, and we back to playing our marbles and shooting our marbles and doing other little things that we do as kids and grow up into adults. So, Pumim, for you, what is it that you feel? What is it that concerns you when it comes to the Haitian community? Ki problem ou? Ki sa ki concerne ou? E ma pala communauté bahamien, ki sa ki concerne ou? Ki sa ki frappe ou? Ki sa ou senti? Deske se paske yo ka senti gan pila isen la illégal, mba kwa sa. Parce que haïtien c'est moun ki toujou remè kenpòt kote yo ye, c'est pou yo make sure tout bagay bien avec yo. So relèm, bam opinion pou yo, dim so santou. Et pasteur Daniel comme moi après-midi, moi salue en grand Jean, moi salue pasteur Michael, moi salue pasteur Antoine Saint-Louis, moi salue Altaïs, bon base pam Jean Rinald. Moi salue Smith Joseph, bon bagay Lobby Georges, Robert Zidoné, Anderson, bon bagay moun kap travay nan communauté haïtien. Et ma pran okazyon sa tou pou m salue ambassade haïtien kap fè bon job, moi pou moi yo fè bon travay, because yo toujou active, yo toujou ap voye information sou tout réseaux sociaux yo ye, c'était pou avè yo, yo voye information pou communauté haïtien. Et moi a fait a bat pour faire un pipi bon mon travail. So c'est ba yo chance papa yo parle pas parler mal, c'est pas celle moun n'a fait mal pour dire l'a fait mal, mais l'a fait bien, c'est pour dire l'a fait bien tout. So chapeau bas pour ambassade haïtien que moi yo a travail pour moi même, ba connaît pour vous, mais moi même ga dit moi a travail parce que m'n en groupe avec yo et moi a fait bel travail dans communauté haïtien. M'a parlé, m'a salué, excusez, m'a salué tout pasteur à la on bader en général qui branché après-midi à sou en nous parler ensemble émission communauté haïtien, émission qui là pour éduquer, émission qui là pour informer communauté haïtien. C'est un plaisir et pour moi pour me caler avec nous après-midi à me toujours dire tout le monde pa écrit au de pou santi ou son magay ou ka di ou ka rele nou la fini nou gen un text line tout pour moun ki pa gen téléphone ou pa gen minute pou rele ou ka texte nou nan 422 47 96. Okay, or you can text us on our text line, which is 422 47 96. Okay, so ou ap jwenn occasion la fini tout sou pa ka branché pou sou pa gen radio kayou ka branche, pa bliye nou live nan Guardian Talk Radio. Ou ka stream nou live nan guardiantalkradio.com, ou ou ka ale sou Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Ou ka sib nou tout kote, ou ou ka mete channel ou sou 969 nan television pou tande nou live. Okay, so if you don't have cable, put your channel, your TV channel on 969, and definitely you will be listening to us. We will be right back after this break. You are still tuned in to Let's Talk Together.
Offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an x-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Ou vraiment belle, oui?
Merci, petite, mais ta yam commence de descendre dans route l'église, moi, là.
Mais Joseph, allez en bas dans l'épée de batterie qui n'a pas été sur le road, là. Yo ouvert le dimanche qu'on y a, petite, la pluie au soleil.
Oh, yé, 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 petite, moi, comment on est côté ça, yé? Quand il y a un gros, gros, gros yad, là? À qui l'a ouvert?
Epic batterie avec ta yam dans Wolf Road, ni n'a pas été sur le road, ouvert chaque lundi. À samedi 7h10 matin pour 7h10 soir. Chaque dimanche 8h10 matin pour 4h.
Petit, bon faire vite aller dans Epic Batterie qui n'a pas fait le la parce que pas arrivé l'église ça.
Mais chose ça toujours à prendre pause. Quelques bureaux médicaux qui fouettent tête yo nan bay multiple services, mais nous na Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image c'est ça nous fait. Même bagay pour l'autre location nou yo, image nan Grosvenor ni nan Kamakelo. Même si nous ta besoin yon radiographie, mammographie, échographie ou scanner pour femme grosse, nous gen yo. Yon équipe commissionnaire conseil radiologue certifié tout employé yo. Yo chaque ak prop domaine yo. Yo bay docteur ou résultat ou nan 24 temps. Rele 328-81-57 pour rendez-vous nan Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, location Kamakelod ou bien image nan Grosvenor Jodia.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News Smart Talk. You are still tuned in to Let's Talk Together. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. Hello, good evening. Okay. All right. So we lost a caller. So I had somebody that messaged and they sent a text. They said, can you clarify what you mean when you said Haitian problem? What about Haitian? It's a lot of different issues. But just being Haitian ain't one. When I said Haitian problem, I meant as of persons that are here, Haitian Bahamians from different generations, was actually what I was talking about, because, you know, I can't focus on persons that came here illegally. Definitely is not one of my topics, because when they come here, they're supposed to, nobody's supposed to come here that way, to my understanding. But when you said y'all have a lot, we have a lot of different problems, there is a lot of different problems. What do you mean when you said that? What do you mean? What are some of your the problems that you would say that they have, to your understanding? You can tell me some of the problems that they have, and I will definitely talk about it. But I would definitely talk about it. Somebody's on the line. Okay. Somebody's on the line. I'm sorry, I missed that call. Okay, the number is 323-6232-325-4316. Hello, good evening.
Hello, young lady.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm quite good. I've listened to your radio broadcast. And I'm more than, I'm repulsed, actually. A lot of the things that you were actually saying, and I listened, to what you just said, TV and this, that, and the other, about the Haitian community. Now, what is your name, this Lady T? Your diction is completely and utterly repulsive. I've already spoken to Guardian Radio about your diction, and you're doing a radio segment for the Haitian community primarily, and what people have, and you actually said, what is the problem with the Haitian community? This broadcast is a problem. Your diction and your education is simplistic at the best. Now, I don't know who you are, why you're on the radio, but at the end of the day, you are talking to people in Haitian when this is an English-speaking country, and don't translate. I don't know where you came from, what you do, but what is your name? Tell the people your name, Lady T, and you are actually saying something about the diagnostic center. You don't even pronounce center properly.
Can you... Hello, good evening. Welcome to Guardian. Hello, good evening.
Can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you. How are you?
Yeah, I have a similar situation with the gentleman that just called in a little while ago.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Bahamian. I'm born in this country May the 4th, 1951. This is my country. I'm born in Chippenham, New Providence. You came into my country. You are on my radio station speaking foreign languages that we never learned in school. You got to understand that you are on Guardian Radio and you're out there because you paid your money to be on Guardian. Guardian makes money from people coming in and paying their money to be on radio station. Guardian Radio Station is doing the same thing, selling out the Bahamian people to foreigners, talking to us in foreign language that we don't understand in our country.
well, Sparky, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the call, but this show is here to educate and inform the Haitian community of persons of Haitian descent or that are living in the Bahamas, persons that don't know what's going on. They are not aware of the law and regulations to this country. That is why the show is here, to keep them informed and give them the news and updates to what's happening in the country. That's why the show is here, and that's why I have it in Creole and English. So that is why that I do the show. I truly understand what you're saying, but, you know, second languages is all over the place. You know, we have persons that speak Spanish and persons that speak French and in different business offices. So I don't feel like that's a problem. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Guardian.
I would like you to get off the air.
Okay, you have a good evening, sir. Wow, you're always going to find one or two persons that dislike you, but that's fine, because I do have a job to do, so I'm definitely not going to let you spoil it for me. I'm going to do what I have to do. I understand that you have a problem, but suit yourself. It's up to you. There's nothing I can do about it. I appreciate the call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 is the number to call. Okay, we are live here at Guardian 96.9 FM. And talking about Haitian a situation, what is going on? What are your thoughts about it? Clearly, it is still a problem because I wanted to get the thoughts and I am getting the response, and clearly it is still a problem. I do understand this is a speaking country and everybody loves this country, because I do. This is my country, and I'm definitely not going anywhere. I don't care who called in. I have just as much rights as you do. So, you know, you could have gone catch me long time, but now it's too late. So, right. So the show is just to educate and inform the Haitian community again. For my caller, you didn't know why the show is here and said that we don't speak a different language, but we do. There's a lot of places that I go and they ask you to speak a different language, or they ask you to translate. What's the difference? It's the same thing. I'm doing a show in English and I'm translating it in Creole. I don't see there's any problem with that. Once I'm not doing anything, is it illegal to do so? I didn't know. But yeah, I just want to inform the Haitian community as to what's taking place in the country. Okay. All right, we will be right back after this break. Thank you.
S'il vous plaît, y a prélé pour radiographie. Thalé, c'est ça qui fait prélé Saltan. Ou pas de problème dans Fortress Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultats. Ça veut dire entrée sorti. Si test depuis stage montrer écran, radiologue nous qu'a conduit alternatif. test dépistage ça kounya la même ou bien relez-nous dans 328 81 57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center image à Grosvenor ou bien relez-nous dans 328 81 57 faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center image à Grosvenor ou bien visiter location nous Camarelod Chaudia.
Ou vraiment belle oui.
Merci petite Metaya, on commence de descendre c'est dans route l'église moi là.
Mais Joseph allez en bas dans épée batterie qui dans fait sur route là. Yo ouvert le dimanche qu'on y a petite la pluie au soleil.
Oh yeah 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 petite moi comment on est côté ça hier. Côté qui gagne go yard là. À qui l'a ouvert?
Epic Batterie avec Taya dans Wolfrod ni dans Fire Trail Road ouvert chaque lundi à samedi 7h matin pour 7h soir. Chaque dimanche 8h matin pour 4h.
Petite, bon faire vite aller dans Epic Batterie qui dans Fire Trail Road là parce que pas arriver l'église ça.
Mais Joseph ça toujours prend pause.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good evening to all. Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with First News, Smart Talk All Day. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys. I am Lady T, communauté haïtienne. Bonsoir. Et tout auditeur, auditrice qui fréquente sur Guardian 96.9 FM. Clearly, there is still a problem. I just ask a question. Is Haitians living here? There's still a problem, and clearly it is. I thought we over this. It should have been something we over, you know, a long time ago. I wasn't expecting this. But it is what it is. I do have an open line, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And no, I'm not getting off the radio. And you can text us. Our text line is 422-4796. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us on this great Sunday evening. Is the number to call. Hello. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. Welcome
good
to
afternoon.
Hi, how are
good
you?
Afternoon. I'm fine.
Good.
I was saying, right, so what you saying about this commercial?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, what's commercial? Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Yes, good afternoon, Lady T.
Good afternoon, Mom. How are you? Welcome to Guardian Let's Talk.
Good. Lady T, say was Lan to Lisma.
Oh, hi, Waslan. How are you?
I'm just calling. Pardon me?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just calling you to let you know that you're doing a great job. You keep it up, okay?
Thank
and
you.
And stay encouraged.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, darling. Have a great one.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259 is the number to call. Do we still have an issue? What is the problem that we have? I don't see it, but clearly some person still see it. And thank you so much. I do have some good callers that calling in to encourage me on the show, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Communauté haïtienne, 323-62-32-325.
43 16 325 42 59. C'est le numéro pour nous relayer émission en live dans Galien 96.9 FM. C'est un plaisir lié pour moi-même pour me là avec nous après-midi.
Mommy and Daddy legally.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sparky.
Yes, lady, how you doing?
I'm well, darling. How are you?
Okay. Look here. All due respect to you, Lady T.
Yes, sir.
Like I said before, I'm a Bahamian.
So am I.
You're a Bahamian.
That's right.
Let me ask this question. Did Mommy and Daddy come into my country legally or illegally?
They came here legally.
Did your mommy come in here legally or
they came here legally, if you want to know. Yes, they came here legally, and they stayed here now. They are citizens of this great country that we all call home. And thank God for the Bahamas. Yep. That we are one big family now. God is good, eh? 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Is it still an issue? Wow. I was not expecting this, but apparently it is. I'm shocked. My producer is looking at me like, what? Girl, you better wake up. you think you're in some dreamland? No, because I'm not used to this anymore. I thought we got over this. But apparently not. We are still going back and forth with this. I just want the community to be, because listen, if we want to be true to ourselves, right? You have persons here that's been living here for over 60, 70, 80. I had a lady who died, I think last year or year before last. And when I went by her house, Mommy Carmen, she died at the age of 93. And every time it was a joy for me to go by her house because she'll tell me about Selendon Penland and, you know, how she used to sit out there and just wash. And she said she came here. She was here for over 75 plus years. So she came here when she was young, as a teenager. And this is the only place that she called home. And she came from Haiti. And it was always a joy for me to go and see her after church because she was definitely a woman of God. So when I go there, I know I'm going to hear one or two words, you know, encouraging words of the Lord. And she keep you encouraged. Oh, definitely she's going to give you a soda and a biscuit. And she's going to call her maid. She's going to say, hey, give her a soda and a biscuit and sit here. Let me tell you one or two words about the Lord. And she will definitely give you a word and give you the history of the country. This is the only place that she called home. 75 plus years, she said she's been living in this country. And the only day she knew and the history she knew was Selendon Penland. She said those were her best days in this country, and this is all she knew. And that is just one of many of the Haitians who's been here all their lives. And that is something that I need to figure out now. Who is the other oldest Haitian who's been living here? Now that's what I'm going to find out. Or who came from Haiti? Because you know you've been here all your life. Definitely, you're not going to be a Haitian anymore. You're going to be a Bahamian citizen after that time, 70 plus years. You're going to contribute. I have no problem with persons coming into this country and contributing, and staying here and following our laws and doing things the right way, not coming to destroy the country, but coming to invest into the country as one. I'm going to always say this. I'm a Bahamian. I'm here to stay. I want our country to prosper, and I want our light bill to go down, especially grocery. Who's with me? Who is with me? That is all I want. And I am sure by God's grace that can happen. So let's learn to love one another. We're not going to, you know, definitely the gap cannot be
we cannot bridge the gap. Excuse me. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen 1 or 2 days, but it's going to happen someday. And not everybody is going to feel the same way. Based on our experiences, everybody's going to have a different experience, a different approach. And that's the beauty of it. Somebody's trying to call. No? Okay, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 is the number to call. I'm going to get my last caller. As a matter of fact, yeah. So we're done with callers because the show is gonna be in a few. So we're done with callers, but we have to start from somewhere. We have to remember who we are. We have a problem with some, but it cannot be all. Because not all is bad. Some is good. And as I mentioned before, I never consider myself to be no Haitian. I consider myself as a Bahamian before I even got my citizenship. Because of how welcomed and how loved I felt from my friends. My family, I say it again. Because I don't consider them as friends, but as family. Now, if you here illegally, you need to get out. I must say that again. If you are living here in this country illegally, you have to get out. And if I'm aware of it, definitely I'm going to call immigration on you. Because at the end of the day, I'm here paying my tax, I'm here paying my water bill, I'm paying my light bill, I'm paying a bunch of bills. And listen, I'm not even going to talk about grocery because you know that's my worst thing, right? I don't know about you. When I just literally went to the grocery store earlier today. I had $250 and I left everything in my hands. Like, I'm like, I need a trolley because this is like $250. And apparently I didn't need no trolley because the little things that I got for that $250 was ridiculous. And I left everything with my two hands. So that's my issue. But if you were here and you are contributing, you're paying your NIB, you're paying your taxes on time, paying your VAT, I would say the proper word, and you investing and you abide by the laws and regulations of this country, then we have no problem. And you respect the country too. That's the most important thing. No problem. But if you want to be here illegally, we won't allow it. There is no room, no space for you here. We only want persons who's going to be here the right way and do things in the right way. Okay? Est-ce que nous entendez communauté haïtienne? Est-ce que si vous êtes là, fort ou là, avec statut, vous avez un papier pour là, pour citoyen pays, vous avez une résidence pour là. Nous ne pouvons pas les gens qui disrespectent les Bahamas. Nobody's going to come here and disrespect our great, great Bahama land. I don't know about you. When you see me go away in the States and after 5 days, don't let my money be finished. Are you ready to come home? Because I'm not staying. That is not where I'm from. Once my money is done, baby, I'm ready to come home. 5 days is enough for me. Okay? So as a Bahamian citizen, it's my job to relate to what's happening in the country to the Haitian community. I see nothing wrong with that at all. Because not everyone is going to be, everyone is not smart like you. You may have some persons who can't even read the newspaper to know what's going on, and they only can know from listening to the radio. Not everybody is smart like you. So just by doing this show, I'm helping a lot of people, a lot of people is listening to the show. And they're getting information that they need that's going to help and assist them to better themselves, but to put the country in a better position. Because the dumbest person is somebody who don't know. I always say that, which is true. When you don't know, you are as dumb as I don't know who. It's facts, it's reality. So let us stop. Let us stop. Let's try and get this together. Let's try and love our brothers and sisters. We are definitely a Christian nation. Let's always remember that. We have to put God first. God said, love one another. Help your neighbors. Now, not the neighbors who try and destroy you. I mean, yeah, he did say help those too. But I'm not going to allow anybody to hurt or do anything that's not right to this country. It was a pleasure being here with you guys. Thank you so much to all those who called in, who message, and who listen. Everybody have a wonderful Sunday. Thank you, and I will see you again next week Sunday. Together in English was brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center.